Then the other thing is, 神秀, huh? You see, this duality that he created through delusion, das is what? Defilement, unwholesome mind state. That's why he said, use that mindfulness. Polish until it shines so that no dust can align. Means no unwholesome thought or defilement can actually arise in his mind. That is not wisdom, you understand? It's a lot of doing, understand? Means throughout the day, you ever mindful to prevent the arising of that thing. Okay? The wrong thought or unwholesome thought or what? That one is at the thought level, understand? First right effort, second right effort, then third right effort, then fourth right effort. So the second right effort is to prevent it from arising, understand? Although it is quite good. When you can prevent it from arising, means you understand these are defilement. It will bring about karmic negativity. That's why he used that to actually suppress it. Yet he doesn't want it to arise. But the actual training is different. What the Buddha taught is the five way, the third and the fourth, he didn't realize. When you do the third way and the fourth way, you realize that wisdom, the understanding that all these mind states are dependent originating, condition arising, like fear, anger, insecurity, delusion, whatever. They are not intrinsic to the true one. So when you are able to be aware of it and saw it ceasing, then you know it is not intrinsic within your true one. So these are dependent originating state, means they come and they go. That's why they are impermanent. So when you understand this, then you understand why the Buddha says sabbe sankara anicca. Understand? That you attach and cling and hold, thinking that anger is you and you don't want anger, like sense you, keep on suppressing, don't want to let it arise. What happened to you? Yeah? What happened to you? Huh? You cannot free, understand? You are like afraid of that thing. Oh. So every day you are doing. Oh. Who is doing? The thought is doing. The thought is suppressing it, controlling it. See, I must not have anger. But when you realize that wisdom, anger is not you, then why are you doing all these things? You understand? Oh? So you go to the fourth way to trace the origination factor. In the first place, before you get angry, there was no anger. Then where does the anger come from? Through the senses, understand? Through your wrong view, you stir. This is how you root out. Through the wrong view, you straighten your view, develop this wisdom to see things as they are, understand? That's why since you trap, he cannot break free. So now you understand, no? These are very subtle difference, understand? But since you are very logical, no, understand? He said the right effort, correct one, abandon the wrong thought, one, the defilement, one. The one with the great hatred. Yeah. He followed that one, but he didn't go through the five ways to overcome unwholesome thought. Where he doesn't know the third way is sati, understand? Awareness to be with it. That's why he cannot do it. Well, he was using thought to cultivate. Then the other thing about this duality is those who are not having the awareness to develop the wisdom, they will be trapped in reality, duality. This is what the Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta that Engbi Chan. Avoid the two extremes. First, middle path, understand not? Means to avoid the two. Second one is to transcend duality, understand not? Transcend duality means like the Buddha teach. When this arises, that arises. It must mean sati idang hoti. When this ceases, that ceases. It must mean asati idang arhoti. Means what? When you create good, automatically, whatever that is not good, manifests it. That's why yin and yang is like that, the Tao. Lao Tzu teach one is like that. That's why you see the symbol of the yin and yang. You realize or not? It is a very good way to defeat reality of life and existence. Then he got this, like an S like that. Then inside the black one, there is one white spot. And inside the white one, there is one black spot. You realize? What does this mean? Means within the negative or evil, there is still very small number of pure. Like every tradition, or sorry, profession. There are some black sheep on inside here. Understand? So yin and yang means when you create one side, the other side manifests. So good and bad is one. Yeah? Right and wrong also same in that. Whatever that is not right has to be wrong. Huh. Wholesome and unwholesome also same in that. That's why all this duality lead to what? Argument. Because you want to be right. Then you want wholesome. You don't want unwholesome. So if you cultivate with the thought, thought has this power to divide, understand now? The danger of thought, it has the power to divide. How will he divide? He create words and concept, understand now? Like I mentioned, once you create one word, race, religion, gender, nationality. That's why the world is full of this type of religious conflict, racial conflict, gender conflict, war between nations. All these are created by one thought.